Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaita Masechta Saita Perik Ches Mishnah Zayin. So what did we learn till now? We learned there are certain people that go back and there are certain people that stay home. Some people go back from battle, but they still have to help out in the war effort, supply food, fix the roads. Some people mamish stay home. But the truth is, it depends what type of a war it is. Let's see our Mishnah. Zakta Hilga Mishnah. In what type of a war did we say all these halachas? The miyish hashabana bayis chadash v'leichinacha yelach v'yashav lebeisai and so on. That's bil milchemes harashus. It wasn't a war they had to do. We'll soon see what that means. Avul bil milchemes mitzvah. But if it was a milchemes mitzvah, like Yeshua taking over Eretz Yisrael, or the war against Amalek. Hakol Yaitzin. No, everyone has to go out. No excuses. No exemptions. No one stays home. Afil a chassan mechedroi, even a chassan from his special room. Vekala and a kala from her chuppah. Now a kala doesn't actually go to battle. So what does it mean, vekala mechupasa? So some of the shayinim that advaz, if you want to look in the Rambam, Hilchas Malachim, Perik Zayin Mishnah Dalet says, and the Mishnah means the chassan goes to war and the kala leaves her chuppah and goes home and waits for the chassan. A second shayin in the Ritvaz, you can see that Tiferes Yisrael brings that over here as well, is the kala doesn't go to battle, but she does go to help out, like cooking and baking. Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaita, Rabbi Huda says, Bamed Varma Murim, when do we say there are those who are potrim and amulchama? Bilmulchemes mitzvah. Avul bilmulchemes chayva. Literally, a war they were obligated to do. Hakol Yaitzin. Everyone goes out to war. And again, he repeats the Lashon of the Tanakhama, Fil Chasim Echedra, even the Chasim from his chamber, Vakala Mechupas, and the Kala from Rechupa. So, what does the Tanakhama hold? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So, the Batanur explains as follows. The Muhammad for Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua's Muhammad for Eretz Yisrael, and the Muhammad of Amalek, everyone agrees. No one stays home. Then there were wars that David fought to broaden the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, to take tax from the Amim over there, like in Aram Naharayim and Aram Tzoiva. Everyone holds that's Rishus, and these people go back. Good, so where's the Machloikas? What other type of war is there? And the answer is, besides for a war to broaden the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and besides for the war of taking over Eretz Yisrael, or Milchama against Amalek, there was a time they felt that we have to attack the enemy in order to weaken them before they attack us. According to the Tanakhama, that's also called Milchemes Rishus. In other words, even when you're attacking the enemy, so that the enemy should be weak and he shouldn't be able to attack you, which I guess the best defense is a good offense, that's still called Milchemes Rishus. And for sure, the war just to broaden the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael is called Milchemes Rishus. Rabbi Yehuda, however, refers to the war to weaken the enemy as a Milchemes Mitzvah. After all, you have a cheshbon here. The enemy is getting stronger and stronger. Sooner or later, he's going to attack you. Let me attack them first. That's not called Milchemes Rishus. That's called Milchemes Mitzvah. Okay, so again, I want to put things into perspective here. According to the Tanakhama, there are two types of war. There's Yeshua's war against the Canaan to take over Eretz Yisrael and the war against Amalek. That's what the Tanakhama calls Milchemes Mitzvah. Everything else is called Milchemes Rishus. Even a war to prevent a war to attack the enemy before he can attack you, and for sure a war just to broaden the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. That's Milchemes Rishus. Milchemes Rishus, people go back or stay home, depending on who you are. Milchemes Mitzvah, everyone goes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there are three categories. A war to broaden the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, that's Milchemes Rishus. People go back. Some stay home. Yeshua's war of Eretz Yisrael and Amalek, that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is called Milchemes Choiva. There's a middle category. The war to weaken the enemy militarily before they attack you. That Rabbi Yehuda calls a Milchemes Mitzvah. Okay. So, what is the din by a Milchemes Mitzvah? The din is, the chassan goes home. The one who built the house goes home. Whatever halachas we learned earlier. Whoever goes home, goes home. Whoever is supposed to stay home, stays home. All that applies by a Milchemes Mitzvah also. Oh, so in regard to who goes home, there's really no difference in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. So, L'may nafgamina, that this war to attack the military of another nation before they attack you, L'may nafgamina, that Rabbi Yehuda calls that Milchemes Mitzvah. and the Tanakhama calls that Milchemes Rishos, the Nafkamina would be in regard to the din of Oisig b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah. If you're Oisig in one mitzvah, you're Potter in another mitzvah. According to the Tanakhama, attacking the enemy to weaken them militarily is not called mitzvah, and that doesn't pat you from other mitzvahs. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is called a mitzvah, and therefore it does pat you from other mitzvahs. But again, as far as going home is concerned, it's the same thing.